Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting third, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Doyle Alexander. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third, the center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Norman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Fred Norman. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dawson moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 0 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Benedict for a passed ball. Dawson moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows strikes out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Hubbard moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Doyle Alexander. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Preston Hanna now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5 to nothing, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cromarty is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Bill Naerodny pinch hits for Preston Hanna. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Naerodny reaches second base with a double. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 3 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Royster reaches second base with a double. Nayarodny scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Hrabowski now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Atlanta Braves, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.